Can I tell you something that will surprise you? When I see you, I see a double image. The one that you are and the one that you are supposed to become. I promise you, that's the truth. Who you are, I like. Kind of nice, but who you are supposed to be, awesome wonder. And my job is to see this transmutation, the transformation, the metamorphosis from the egg to the butterfly. And the power that brings that to life is called resurrection power. Today, my job is to invoke the movement of the lightning and the thunderings of God into the lives of the believer that causes the transmutation, the transformation, and the metamorphosis from how it is to how it ought to be. Can you lift up your hand to God and say, Father, I connect with the resurrection power. Paul said that I may know him and experience the resurrection power that translated Jesus to Jesus, the Christ of God, who sits and reigns above all principalities and powers and rulers from not only in time, even beyond time. The power that raised him up and gave him a name that's above every other name. Lift up your hand to God. Say, Lord, I connect for me and my household. It's not going to be by power. Mm-mm. It's not going to be by sweat. It's going to be by the awesome resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ to be Lord. That we also not just know him, experience that same transformation power that causes us to be like him and to be able to reign on earth to the glory of God. Father, we thank you that the good work you started on Easter Sunday that day when we raised him, will go to work and will continue to produce awesome results that as people thought, could it ever be? So shall it be concerning us. We become a wonder amongst men. Come on now, unto the glory of God. In Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. You need to celebrate the Lord for this power that is going to make all the difference. It's the power I bring to church today. The timing is perfect. May none of us miss out on it in Jesus' name. I told you on Friday, I just want to celebrate Grace Assembly. Listen, the Passion Tide service was off the chain. It was anointed. It was powerful. It was glorious. Nobody wanted to go home. I mean, everybody was tingling. We knew something happened. But that's the down payment for what is supposed to happen today. And whatever the enemy did over the weekend will not stop what God is going to do this morning. I said, whatever the enemy did over the weekend will not stop what God is going to do this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I minister the word and you realize the area of your life that you want the resurrection power of the Lord to be infused into, to transform it, to translate it, to transmutate it, to become, okay, what you know God wants you to have, what you know God wants you to become, you write it with your own handwriting. If you like, you can write your name, but if you don't write your name, I'm sure God knows your handwriting. And you put it here. And all week, I'm going to be praying. And there is going to be signs and wonders. I said there will be signs and wonders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't need it, I need it. Glory to God. And certainly Nigeria needs it. This morning, if you look up on the screen, it's Resurrection Sunday. There is a scripture there that is from the Amplified Classic. The English Standard Version of the same scripture says, he was declared to be the Son of God with power. Not with talk, with power. According to the Spirit of Holiness, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Ah.
He was declared. They argued about it. They killed him. They conspired against him. They betrayed him. All kinds of things went on, and you can relate to that. But when it was time, he was declared to be the Son of God with power. According to the Spirit of Holiness, by his own resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ became Jesus Christ our Lord. So shall it be for everyone under the sound of my voice. All the arguments about who God revealed you to be, that maybe you spoke a little about it and people say you walk here. If they join 10 of you together, it cannot be. When Jesus told them, I'm the Son of God, they say it's not possible. On that day, when he resurrected, he ascended. We are going to experience the same power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God never does anything for you to just gawk at it, for you to just be mesmerized by it, for you to just be stand in awe of it. God wants you to know it's a down payment for you that if I can do this for this person, it means I can do it for you. If he did it for Jesus, he will do it for us in Jesus' name. The Amplified Classic says, and you can bring up this, okay, he was openly designated. Somebody say openly. You don't know what that means. All your friends, your enemies, your neighbors, your critics. When God raises you up, it is going to be openly. It's a statement of Babe. Take it or leave it. It is in your face. I declare as the Lord lives, somebody you gave up on yourself, the resurrection power of the Lord will still bring it to pass. Because with God, nothing is impossible. And with God, nothing is late. If Zechariah and Elizabeth can give birth to John the Baptist, anybody here that they have told you, the Lord will make them eat their words. He will do it for you openly in the name of the Lord. I said he will do it for you openly. He will do it for your family. He will do it for your child in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was openly designated the Son of God in power. Listen to this. In a striking, triumphant, miraculous manner by his resurrection from the dead, even Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Messiah, the anointed one. I like the description, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 5 verse 17, the New King James Version says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more, somebody say much more, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will do what? Will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Why won't we celebrate him? We have escaped the curse of the law. Because curse is he who hangs on the cross. And if we had the curse of the law, so the curse was nailed to the cross. So when Jesus came off the cross, we came out of the curse. We didn't just come out of the cross, we came into the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow. For if by one man's offense death reigned, you know what that means? Now you couldn't escape it. It reigned through that one. Much more those who receive abundance of grace. The word receive has to do with your own action. You have to receive what God gave. He's not going to force it upon you. It is never going to be superimpositional. It has to be with the knowledge when your eyes of understanding and enlightened, you will find out that the power of resurrection was not a one-time demonstration. It was a down payment. Stop admiring just the Lord. You can be like him. You see, everybody kept quiet. Much more those who receive, knowingly receive the not just grace, the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will what? Reign in life by fire, by thunder, by lightning, somehow, whether they like it or not, we're going to reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. I want to hear a loud amen. Bring me my slide for this sermon, the story of Easter. The story of Easter is very simple. The best way it was captured is by the quotation of the great man of God of Blessed Memory, C.S. Lewis. It says, the Son of God decided to become a man just to save us, enabling us to become sons of God. The Son of God took a decision to become lowly, born of a virgin in a manger. You won't even sit in a manger. You won't even eat in a manger. He was born in it. That's how low he went. Why won't you now receive what he did? He decided to become a man just to save us, enabling us. He's giving us the power to become the sons of God. You know, for some people, there's some children in Grace Assembly, they would like to be the son of Femi Paul. Because they like what I represent. But imagine when Jesus gives you enablement to become the son of God. You don't even get it. When you're the son of greatness, greatness is your name. Your inheritance will frighten people. The moment people know that you are the son of a great person, they will adjust themselves. Had they known, they would not have crucified Jesus. Because now that you know who you are in Christ, the heavens and the earth will respond to that. If you walk out of this church with confidence, you will see things adjust. Don't go in your own strength. Don't carry your own identity. There is an identity that is offered to you so that even when you're going through the valley, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? I will fear no evil, for what? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. He says, thou then sets a table for me. A banquet, 7-course meal table. Guess what? In the sight of my enemies. That was deliberate. That is the open attestation. He was openly designated the Son of God. Stop praying for your enemies to die. They must be there. I said they must be there. To live, to declare. Say, our eye don't see something. For when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. The Bible says, then our neighbors, and a lot of your neighbors don't like you. Then our neighbors said, behold, God has done, lift up your hand, God has done great things for us. And we agree that truly, had it not been for the resurrection power, I would have died in my penury. My children would have continued in the poverty of my ancestors and the struggle and the pain and the shame. But there was a break in transmission. There was a switch. There was a new identity. There was a power of propulsion. So that the children you're going to bear will never understand where you're coming from. Even if you told them, they say, "Oh, possible." Look at you, a finished work of the power and the grace of God. Looking like you've never been through anything. I want to pray for somebody. Where God is going to take you, when you explain to them where you're coming from, they can never understand it. You're not going to look like what you came for. Bible says, I walked through the fire. The fire did not burn me, neither the smoke of the fire was not felt on me. I want you to shake it off, whatever it is that you don't like. God is going to shake it off of you. You will never look like what you're coming from. If you can receive it, say aloud, amen. Amen. This is the story of Easter. an enablement to become the Son of God. Do you know, if an ordinary man that does not know whether he'll wake up tomorrow, like Dangote, decided to say that, you know what, you are the vice president of Dangote Industries, every living thing will adjust themselves. He cannot tell whether he'll wake up tomorrow. I am talking to you, and you are sitting down looking at me as if I'm not telling anything. His death is to enable you become a son of God. Can you shout hallelujah? Because he owns the heaven of the earth. The heavens is his throne. The earth is his footstool. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. There's nothing impossible to him. If he said something didn't exist before, it is going to be created. And he says, I'm your father. Bible says we're named after the Father in heaven. We have become fellow citizens of the household of God by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Had it not been the resurrection, we have no claim to all of this. My prayer is after today, you will not remain the same. In fact, you cannot remain the same. Every area of our lives will respond to the resurrection power. You don't know what resurrection power is. They took counsel together with the army and the armed forces. They killed him. They tore his side to be sure that he's dead. They made assurance doubly sure. And they said that even if his friends want to steal his body, we'll make it impossible. They put a stone weighing about 12 tons and rolled it. And they sealed it and they put soldiers. If they did that to him, you don't know what they have done behind you. Can I interest you? A man's enemies are those of his household. The person doing you is not far from you. But they have so persuaded you that they're your friends. The more information I have about you, the more I can do you. And you know that anybody that is your friend, they're the one you tell your secret and your pain to. They now used to call big boulder of stone to roll against your destiny. Have you noticed that a lot of friends remain your friends as long as you're below them? And you know a lot of friends will remain your friends as long as you're the one borrowing money from them. The day you attempt to be on the same level, if you ever step up, they will kill you. They can't deal with it at all. But the resurrection power is this. God says enough is enough. You didn't show any excitement. I said enough is enough. You've been held back for too long. God wants to send resurrection power into your life. Lift up your hand to God and say, Lord, I receive it. If you won't receive it for yourself because of your children, they're my children. Say, I receive it for my children. If you like, stay where you are, but now me get the children. Say, I receive it for my children, I'm grandchildren and great-grandchildren. That whatever I struggle with, my children will never struggle with those things again. Father, we thank you because we say it is settled, it's done in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Ooh. Philippians 3 verse 10a. Bring it up on the screen. May the story of Easter be our story. May it not just be a story we tell our children. May the story of Easter be our own story. Bible says, for this reason, God highly exalted him, promoted him, and put him above everybody. He said, nothing you say, nothing you do will ever change the position of Jesus. In your elevation, nobody will be able to bring you down. I said, no force will be able to come near you again. It will be permanent and settled in Jesus' name. Paul said something. Can you read it for me? It's on the screen. 1, 2, 3, go. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Paul said, everybody wants to know him, but I have a revelation. Beyond knowing him, I want to know what? The power of his resurrection. If I ask you, have you ever tasted the power of resurrection? You probably wouldn't be able to say yes. As long as your life is determined either by a level surface or an undulating surface, or even better than that, maybe you have stairway in your life. If you're supposed to get to the 1,000th floor, according to destiny, if you're using staircase, you would die before you reach the end. And what resurrection power does is he does not allow you to remain on a flat surface. It takes you away from the undulation of life. He does not even let you live a life of sweating and using staircase. He gives you an elevator. You know why I would like to take you out of Nigeria and take you to Dubai? Is they have the tallest buildings and they have the best lift. Oga, I entered one lift. I think my hotel room was 50 feet floor, something like that. Because me, I like waiting good. I did executive floor. It fits me. If it not fit you, now you sabi. Tell yourself, say, it fits me. The Bible says it gives us all things richly to enjoy. You will not be enjoying life. You will join us. We will enjoy life together in Jesus' name. I pressed the button and I thought it would take me 2 minutes to get there. As the Lord lives before whom I stand. In less than 5 seconds or 6 seconds. He said, Pim. I said, Pim ke. I opened, I put eye. I saw 55 or something. I look inside again. I held the door. I saw somebody, is this 55 floor? He said, yes. Why are you surprised? I say it was too fast. I want to prophesy. When the Lord turned the captivity of the law of the children of God around, they were like them that dream. May your elevation be so fast, you will be pinching yourself. May you be like them that dream. All the time you have lost, God will give you divine acceleration by elevation, by the power of the resurrection. It will be smooth, it will be quiet, it will be fast. God will deliver you there in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I would have comprehended if I had like a Nigerian. It was smooth, it was quiet. It was fast. There was no risk. And they delivered me to that place. If a man can do that, imagine the power of resurrection. I release in the name of the Lord Jesus. The price has been paid. I release the power of resurrection to every believer in the house this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me say amen. It's not a woman can do. It's not the work of a man. It is a spiritual thing. It's about time. And if you're here, you are not where you're supposed to be. I say, Lord, the power of resurrection on an urgent note coming to that life this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Resurrection power is what makes the stone that was rejected become the chief cornerstone. It's resurrection power. A lot of people have godfathers. I have no problem against that. But your godfather cannot be sure he will wake up tomorrow. Even the power he has today, the government can take it away from your godfather. But I'm not talking about a godfather. I'm talking about God the Father. May the same thing, Bible says, he raised up Jesus Christ by his right hand of victory against all odds, and he lifted him up, whether they liked it or not, and sat him above principalities, sat him above powers and the rulers of darkness, above angels, and gave him a name that is above every other name, that in time and beyond time, on earth and under the earth and in the heavenlies, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. The resurrection power. Paul knew what the other disciples didn't know. That I may know him. That was all that Peter was saying. He was the only one that says, I want to know the power of his resurrection. Allow me to show you that beyond that, in the New Living Translation, you will get it. Give me the New Living Translation. Somebody here, your life is about to change. It's not everybody. I said, somebody here, your life is about to change. Paul said, I want to know Christ. Some people put full stop there. That's fine. You will get saved. You will struggle in life and manage to get to heaven. You will still get to heaven. But I want my life to give a demonstration whilst I'm living in time that I am going to heaven into unspoken riches. Let it be clear. You see, when some people say they're going to heaven, I look at you, I can't see anything about heaven in your life. They say in Yoruba, Entoba ma funi la showo, tare la akoko wo. If you say you're going to give me a suit, when I see what you're wearing, I'll know whether you're wasting my time or not. I want to preach to somebody, it is better for the person to look me and say, if my life be like this, I don't try. It's not a boasting. Bible says a city set upon a hill cannot be hidden. You don't put nonsense on the lampstand. It says you are the light of the world. Nobody lights a lamp and puts it under. You know what? God says your place is promotion. Why? So that everybody can see the city set upon the hill and be able to give the glory to God. By the resurrection power of the Lord, lives will be changed in Grace Assembly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I want to know Christ. The rest of the disciples put full stop there. Paul said, I have a revelation of the abundance of grace by which a man can reign in life. I have read that scripture to you. You can live life. You can endure life, but you can also reign in life. The one who got the revelation of the abundance of grace, it was the one that wrote the epistles about grace. He said, no, Peter, good for you. James is good for you, but I want to know Christ and do what? Read with me. Experience. Can somebody help me say experience? The mighty power that raised and elevated him. All the arguments stopped. They said, Paul, who called you to be an apostle? He said, hey, you will see something. Jesus said, I'm the Son of God. Say, you that were born in a manger. You see, people remember where you're coming from. Your perfume cannot change it. The only thing that can change it is the raising by the resurrection power of the Lord. There are some men today, even if you try to bring up how they started, somebody will slap you. Can anybody dare to talk about where Bishop Oyedepo is coming from? Your own brother will slap you. Say, whatever resurrection power that lifted him like that, Omo, ideal. Ma kojamio olubala. I want to know Christ. I want to challenge you. Drop your religiosity. Drop your, I know too much. Drop your over-familiarity. I've been a Christian before Jesus came to the earth. And listen to me today. You may know Christ and never experience the power of resurrection. Do you know what is called experience? Reality. Experience is not I read about it. Experience is not you do a video with, what did you call it? Somebody called it video effects. You post a video, you put effects so that people can believe you. When you experience the power of resurrection, you don't need effect. You yourself, you are the effect. Do you know when you experience the power of resurrection, even your mistake will trend? Oh, get it. When you dress nonsense, everybody will dress like you. You see, today you are copying everybody. We don't even know who you are. Gucci, Prada. You have so many names on your body. You have identity crisis. When you get to a point, you will wear what you want to wear and everybody will follow you. You will be the fashion statement. Whatever you do is what will trend. Whatever you say is good is what everybody wants to do. Whatever you're doing is what you want to become. Paul said it, I want to know Christ and experience. I'm tired of reading about it. And some people, I'm tired of acting like I'm blessed when I am not really. I'm not looking for trouble. Instead of keep trying to impress people, why don't you experience the power of resurrection? Experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Somebody born in a manger. Somebody, they looked him in the face. Are you not the son of the carpenter? Let me warn you. If you don't experience the power of the resurrection, somebody will stand up to you. They will tell you to your face, who do you think you are? They will add you and your family together and they will finish you. He told him, are you not the son? We know your brother and your sister. What's this nonsense? He had to leave that place. When everybody is talking about where you're coming from, you will not feel comfortable. You can't reign in that place except God does something with you. They come and invite you back and say, we're sorry. David said, I walked through the valley. I went through the fire. I was not burnt. Nor the smoke. The smell of the smoke was not on me. He lays before me the banquet table of kings. He anoints my head with oil. Then my cup that used to be empty, my cup that people ignored, began to fill to being full and overflowing. He says, my cup runneth over. Listen to this. And God is not a waster. When he fed 12,000, when he fed 7,000, he collected the remnant. So what was overflowing was not meant to be wasted. Who was collecting what you don't need that is overflowing? Your critics and your enemies will be living off the excess of your life. Let me try the people on this side. Let me try. You are not even receiving. I said it is your critics. It is your enemies that will collect in what is the remnant. When your cup overflows, they will line up. What you don't need, they will collect. They will say, thank you. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy, favor and prosperity. Goodness and mercy, the right translation, honestly, is favor and prosperity. To the point that it runs over. There is a queue. Wherever you go, what runs over? You say, give them. What runs over? Pay their children's school fees. When a man's way pleases the Lord, he forces his enemies to become at peace with him. It is going to be the doing of the Lord. It is going to be glorious and marvelous and astonishing in our sight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your hand to God. Say, I want to know Christ and experience for myself and my family the mighty power, not power, the mighty power that raised him from the dead. The people who said, who do you think you are? Your insolence and your arrogance has no basis. Your father is a poor carpenter. We know your brothers and your sister. They came to worship. That's the kind of power we're talking about. Let me read to you how it works. Ephesians 1, 19b to 21. It says, according to the working of his mighty power, that God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and sat him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Come on now. Far above. Somebody say far above. May God lift you up far above shame, far above poverty, far above borrowing money, far above being treated anyhow. Far above. You know what? I have been in situations that I couldn't talk. Some people were misbehaving. I say, it's not your fault. When I experience my far above, I'm going to stand in front of you and say, do it again. Do you know some people? You have not answered them. You will go back to say, what you did the last time, do it again. Somebody will woos them. your security, your entourage, you say, Ngo, your father, all of you, you never try. A time will come, your glory will speak for you. Let me try the people on the side. Your glory will speak for you. You're wasting your time trying to persuade them to like you. They're never going to like you. It is the lifting that will settle the issue. People not get shame. Or when God lifts you, they change. They not get shame at all. They change. One by one, they will show up in your house. It not be like that. That's not exactly what I said. Don't argue. Just say, what do you want? When people come to explain to you, then it's okay. What can I do for you? When the stone that used to have need help becomes a helper, it is where God wants to take you that matters. This is one service you should never go home the way you came back. You came to church. According to the working, he's not dormant, working of his mighty power, which he worked. It talks about a serious engine. He worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and sat him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all. Somebody say all. He didn't say principality, all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Somebody give the Lord God a shout of glory. You are God all by yourself. This kind God, another one, no day. This kind God, another one, no. This kind God, another one, no. No, this kind God, another one, no day. Far above all principality, far above all powers, far above all might, far above all dominion, and every name, far above every other name that is named. I want to know Christ and experience that power of his resurrection. The psalmist in Psalm 118, verses 14 to 17, the New Living Translation said, the Lord is my strength and my song. May the Lord give us songs of joy. I don't think you had made songs of celebration. When you experience the power of salvation, it's not enough. You must experience the power of resurrection. The psalmist said, the Lord has become my strength and my song. Guess what? He has given me victory. You don't understand victory. Victory is not just prosperity. Victory is settle the matter once and for all. Should I pray the prayer for you? May God settle the matter once and for all. I said, may God settle that matter once and for all in your favor. What kind of amen is that? Once and for all in our favor. May you come to this altar reciting Psalm 118. The Lord has become my strength and my song. He has given me victory upon victory upon victory upon victory. Listen, Psalm 118 verse 15 says, therefore songs of joy. I said songs of joy and songs of victory are sung in the camp of the righteous. The strong right arm of resurrection of the Lord has done glorious things. It shall be so. I said it shall be so in the name of Jesus. The Lord became my strength. The resurrection power is a height of strength. There's no other place in the Bible that it suggests that God will ever use that amount of power again. He used it once, and it's a down payment for every believer. The Lord is my strength and my song. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Nara. Nara, 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 nara. The psalmist is speaking in advance concerning you and I. The Lord has become my strength and my song. May God give us a laughter of joy. He said he has given me victory. To confess, that means I am acquainted with defeat. I am used to struggle. Look at my life. He has given me victory. Verse 15 says, songs of joy and songs of victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right hand of the Lord has done ordinary things, has done normal things. No, 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 no. It has done glorious things. Doesn't stop there in verse 16 after saying songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. He says the strong arm of the Lord, he's raised in triumph. The strong arm of the Lord has done glorious things. Every time the Bible mentions the same thing two times over in a short space of time, it's talking about accelerated, monumental, dangerous power of God about to be released. The last line is the punchline. The word that catches my attention is instead. I will not die. We will not die. Our joy will not die. Our possibilities will not die. Hey, our dreams will not die. Instead, I will live to tell what God has done. I don't know what Nara Nara means, but I have a feeling the songwriter is saying, I am telling what God has done for me. Can we take that? He has done so very much for me. Instead of what they expect, we will live to tell what the Lord has done. The NIV says, "The Lord is my strength and my song." Listen to this one. He has become. Let me warn you about something. A lot of you are over familiar with God. God has so many facets. Like the rainbow, many colors. He wants to show you another meaning of the word salvation. It's not just your name is written book of life. It says he has become my salvation. Anything that wants to hold you back, when God delivers you from that thing, is called salvation. May the Lord become our salvation. That scripture says shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done what? Mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high concerning your life. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. So shall it be. And the manifestation will be quick, powerful, and unstoppable. You didn't hear me. The manifestation of the right hand of the Lord, the power of resurrection, will be quick. It will be powerful. It will be unstoppable. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Surely a banquet that he has set for us in the sight of our enemies of bad news. How can it be being juxtaposed against the kind of pain that I was feeling? And God serves this kind of banquet. This is Psalm 23 in living colors today. It sets the table for me in the sight of my enemies. You know what the response? It says, therefore my cup runneth over. I want to invite the prophetic dancers. I made a personal commitment that involves even my own personal finances to bring you a dance and a song that represents the message of what happens when we go beyond knowing God and experiencing the power of his resurrection. I want prophetic dancers, I hope, I'm bringing them forward. Can you just put your hands together as they come? I won't tell you the song. I'm going to let them bring it to you. And in this anointing, capture what God has for you. Capture it, hide it in your heart, take it home, and you will come back. Some people, the next service is a Thanksgiving and testimony service. So for some people, it's as quick as that. For some people, it will be as quick as that. That's a prophecy for someone. From now on, it's going to be a bright, bright, sunny day. The songwriter says, this is the rainbow I've been waiting for. If you can connect that you've been waiting for something, it has arrived today. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunny day. It says the dark clouds have moved away. Glory to God. When you get to a point, you can say, all of my fears have moved away. This is the rainbow I've been waiting for. There's an assurance I receive from the Lord. From now on, it's going to be bright, bright. Only blue skies. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. May the power in this song be expressed in living colors in our lives. All of the dark clouds are moved away. Only blue skies. Only sunny days. All the cloudy bills are moved away. Glory to God. Father, I'm so grateful for today. It's beyond my imagination. When there ought to be a casting down, what we're seeing is a lifting up. Only you can do such things. We give you the praise in Jesus' name.